So our brother Robert and I will be sharing the burden over the next hour.
徐金金弟兄和我会分享接下来这一个小时的信息。
And our brother Robert will actually be sharing from verses in Matthew 11:28-30.
徐金金弟兄将要分享信息是从马太福音11:28-30节的。
Which speak of, come unto me, all that are weak and heavy laden, for I will give you rest.
讲到凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
In preparation of that, what I want to share with you is a little piece of a story from Acts chapter 9. So if we can turn to Acts chapter 9.
为这预备，我来请大家翻到《使徒行传》第九章，我们来讲看一个故事。
In Acts chapter 9, which is the story of the conversion of Saul into Paul.
使徒行传第九章就讲到扫罗怎样变成保罗的故事。
And I'm going to read from verses 10-19, and I'll read in English first, all the way through, and then we'll have our sister read in Chinese all the way through.
我会读使徒行传第九章10-19节，我先读英文，然后姐妹读中文。
Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he may regain his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he did to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he has the authority from the chief priest to bind all who call upon thy name. But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias departed and entered the house, and after laying his hands on him said, Brother Saul, The Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you were coming, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he regained his sight, and he arose and was baptized.
使徒行传第九章第十节开始。当下在大马色有一个门徒名叫亚拿尼亚，主在异象中对他说，亚拿尼亚。他说，主，我在这里。主对他说，起来，往直接去，在犹大的家里访问一个大数人名叫扫罗，他正祷告，又看见一个人名叫亚拿尼亚进来，按手在他身上，叫他能看见。亚拿尼亚回答说，主啊，我听见许多人说，这人怎样在耶路撒冷多多苦害你的圣徒，并且他在这里有从祭司长得来的权柄，捆绑一切求告你名的人。主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他，为我的名必须受许多的苦难。亚拿尼亚就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上，说，兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上，向你显现的主，就是耶稣，打发我来，叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。扫罗的眼睛上好像有灵，立刻掉下来，他就能看见，于是起来受了洗。
Let's have a further word of prayer before we begin.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we do recognize that we are totally dependent upon your Spirit.
主，我们实在是知道我们要完全的依靠你的灵。
Lord, do touch us this morning and remove any scales from our eyes.
主，求你来摸着我们，除去我们一切的鳞片。
Give us hearts, Lord, to hear from you.
让我们可以听见你的话。
May you send forth your living word to accomplish all of your heart's desire.
主，愿你来，你的话可以成就在我们身上。
We do place ourselves into your faithful hands.
我们把自己交托在仰望在你的手中。
And Lord, trust that you will deliver us from man's reasoning and speak to us straight from your heart.
主，我们相信你会直接向我们的心说话。
In your holy name, Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. So in our brief time together, there's three quick points I want to touch on.
我要快快的来讲三个重点。
So this is going to be like an Oreo cookie, because I love Oreo cookies.
所以有一点像, 那个特别的一种三个夹层的饼干, 叫 Oreo cookie,
Now I may lose half of you because you may think that's too sweet of a treat for you, but...
也许你们当中有人觉得可能这个饼干太甜了。
But the first point and the third point are really like the cookie, and we're just going to take little nibbles from those two points.
所以, 这第一点跟第三点可能就是只是作为一个夹层, 我们讲的比较简短一点。
And the second point's really that cream that we hope to savor and glean something of what the Lord may have on His heart this morning.
中间的就是我们今天的重点, 希望我们可以得着主今天要向我们说的。
Okay, now that I've totally distracted everybody.
那我现在可能让你们分心了。
First of all, this, well, the three points, let me give you the three points, that would help. Okay, the first point is the desire of the Lord to have this personal, intimate, direct relationship with each one of us.
第一点就讲到主耶稣他愿意跟我们每一个人都有一个亲密的关系。
And the point of that direct relationship really has a corporate purpose. We are incomplete without each other.
就是这样一个亲密的关系，但是它却有一个团体的目的，就是我们若没有彼此，这个目的就不能够完全。And
then the second point is really our response to the Lord's direct speaking and the Lord's revealing of what is on His heart.
第二个就讲到我们怎么样来回应神向我们的说话，神当他向我们显明他的心意的时候，我们怎么回应他。And
then the third point is just a touching on the results of that response, of not being disobedient to the heavenly vision.
第三个就讲到说, 我们怎么样的回应, 回应的结果是如何, 就是说我们不要来不顺服。
So first, this individual working with a corporate purpose.
这讲到说在个人的工作, 但是是为着一个团体的目的, 团体的旨意。
So we read the second half of Acts chapter 9.
所以我们读了刚才, 使徒行传第九章中间的部分。
Acts chapter 9 is really the dramatic story of Paul's conversion.
第九章就讲到扫罗, 保罗他怎么样子的来回转归向神。
Here was one that had really great knowledge in the Old Testament scriptures.
他对圣经, 旧约知道的非常多。
One that was zealous to, quote, keep the law.
他就是很热心的要来遵守律法。
Seemingly one that wanted to know God.
似乎是他是知道神的。
But obviously he was going about it in really the wrong way.
但是他却是走偏了,
the results were actually doing exactly opposite of what God's will for his life was.
他其实所做的跟神向的他生命的旨意是相反的。
Now, Brother Dana this summer mentioned something that I think is very applicable here. Dana, during his time in Longwood, mentioned that if you want to meet God, then you must meet Jesus.
他讲到如果你要遇见神，你要先要遇见耶稣。
And so Paul did meet Jesus.
所以保罗他就遇到了耶稣。
Paul met Jesus face to face, and it transformed his life.
保罗他就面对面见到耶稣，这就在他生命有了个完全的改变。
And we know it was no accident. Our brother Godwin even reminded us this summer that it is no accident that God chooses to save us.
这孙国铎弟兄也跟我们讲到，神拣选我们，他没有错误的。
And that salvation is just the beginning.
我们的救恩只是一个开始。
He wants to do that transforming work so that the outcome of our faith is the salvation of our soul.
他要在我们身上做改变的工作, 所以使我们信心的果效能够得着就是魂的救恩。
And the reality is the salvation of anybody is really a dramatic event, even though some of our stories might not look as dramatic as Paul.
当我们得救的时候，我们的个人的故事也是非常有戏剧性的，但是也许没有像保罗这么戏剧性。
Now Paul's story is probably one of the more familiar Bible stories that most people have heard.
保罗的故事也是很多人所熟悉的。
Certainly one that's talked about often.
我们也常常讲到。
Paul himself actually multiple times recounts his testimony and his story of the road on Damascus.
保罗自己本身也数次提到他的经历。
And this story actually, what intrigued me most recently about this story is it features two very direct personal conversations between the Lord Jesus and individuals.
这里这个保罗他的经历这边有显出两个神耶稣跟个人的对话。
So we have the conversation that the Lord has with Paul.
我们看到主对保罗说话。
And we also have the one that he has with this brother called Ananias.
还有主对亚拿尼亚这位弟兄的说话。
And really the story is incomplete without both of those parts.
如果这个故事没有这两部分就不完全。
There is really no substitute for that personal direct interaction with the Lord Jesus.
就是我们跟主一定要有直接的亲密的关系。
And each one of us needs that direct interaction.
我们每一个人都需要有那样直接的接触关系。
Paul certainly needed that direct interaction and the Lord to intervene and stop him in the direction he was going.
保罗实在是需要那样子直接的与神的面对面的经历，因为要不然因为主要这样子来阻止他继续做错事下去。
But at the same time, we see that without the other interaction, the story is incomplete.
但是我们也看到另外一件，如果没有另外一个互动的话，那这故事也不能继续下去。
Each one of us needs that personal interaction with the Lord Jesus.
每一个人都需要跟主有直接亲密的关系。
And then ultimately he's using that to build us together into one body of Christ.
神就用那样子的个人的与神的亲密的关系互动来建立他的教会。
And our individual relationships absolutely impact the body.
我们跟神个人的关系互动，这就会影响基督的身体。
Now, what kind of the thought that I was reminded of in looking at this?
当我在看这个经文的这一段经文的时候，我就想起
was how the Lord has been very gracious in the past few months, and how He has spoken to us very abundantly.
想到主是这么的有恩典，他多次的向我们说话。
He's given us these times, like the conferences, even to stop and really center upon His Word.
让我们有这些下令的特会，下令聚会，让我们可以来，就是单单的来思想他的话语。
And He's revealed something of His heart, both individually and corporately to us.
他就向我们个人，还有向我们团体来向我们说他心里的意念。
And He's certainly been expressing something of the urgency of these times.
特别是这些话语，向着现在这样的一个时代是有何等的紧迫性。
What is His purpose for our lives as children of God today?
他向着我们作为神的儿女的旨意是什么呢？
Especially in light of the days that we live in.
特别是在看到我们所处的环境。
So the question, as we know the Lord has graciously been speaking,
当神又更有恩典的向我们说。
The question is, what is our response?
有一个问题就是说，我们的回应是什么呢？
Will this word quickly fall by the wayside?
这个话，神向我们说的话，会快快的就落到旁边的路上吗？
Or will it begin to take root, but then be choked out by the cares and the things of the world?
或者说，也许暂时生了根，但是却被世界向着世界的思虑所挤住了。
Or will it take root in our hearts and bear the fruit that the Lord intends for it to bear?
或者说真的可以在我们的心里扎根，并且生出果实来。
And so that really brings me to this second point, because the answer to that question depends on our response.
现在就来到我第二个问题，因为这实在是关乎我们的回应。
Not just the initial response, but really a continued response.
不是只是单单第一次的回应，而是持续的回应。
So like the thought I'd like to take is really to expand the question a little bit.
所以我的想法就是要再把这个问题再更多的扩展一点。
And the question is, as the Lord speaks, are we wrestling against the Lord and what He desires to do in our hearts?
我们当主向我们说话的时候，我们是不是这样子的？ 跟神摔跤，
kicking against the goads as we saw our brother Saul was before seeing the light.
我们是这样子跟神, 征战, 就像, 保罗这样,
or are we wrestling with the Lord Jesus
还是,
until He takes that word and completes the work in our hearts?
还是我们在跟神摔跤, 让主说的话可以在我们身上成就?
One leaves us weary and tired.
有一个, 第一个, 征战的时候,
but wrestling with the Lord actually brings us into the rest and the joy of the Lord.
但是当我们跟神摔跤的时候,
so even after we're saved and the Lord seems to be so faithfully working in our lives,
当我们被堵得着以后,
we often find that our natural response is to question the Lord or to sort of push back sometimes.
但是有的时候我们天然的本性就会, 常常要来, 向神询问, 疑问神, 把这个问题又再推回给神。
We may question the Lord or we may want to try to help convince Him that maybe He means something else.
有的时候我们就疑问神, 问他是不是还有别的, 别, 还有别的想法。
We say, Lord, this was your answer, but I was praying this way.
主, 我们跟神说, 主, 这是你跟我们所讲的答案, 但是我喜欢另外一个答案。
Or the Lord speaks to us, and then we say, well, but circumstances are looking like this, so I want to interpret the other way.
但是, 有的时候神跟我们说话, 但是我们却用别的方式来解说。
Saul, when he actually met the Lord there, the light of meeting the Lord actually blinded him.
扫罗遇见主的时候, 事实上主的大光使他不能看见。
He was probably confused.
他怕, 很可能是非常的困惑。
He was certainly now in a helpless state.
他也非常的无助。
He had to be led by others into the city.
他需要有人带领他进到城市里。
He knew he had met the Lord, but the Lord really didn't explain everything to him.
他知道他遇见主了, 但是主并没有向他解释很多。
We do know he was no longer in a state of being capable to carry out what he thought his mission was.
那他就没有办法继续来做他本来想要做的事。
And praise the Lord for that.
我们也感谢赞美主。
And so when he gets to this city, we find him there for 3 days in a state of prayer and fasting.
他被带到城市里, 他就在那边待了3天, 那这3天当中他就禁食祷告。
Paul had had a direct encounter and a direct speaking from the Lord.
他自己直接的在与神面对面接碰遇见神。
And now the conversation wasn't quite as direct anymore.
但是这个现在的交谈就不是这么直接了。
But Paul did recognize that the conversation needed to continue.
但是保罗他就知道这个跟神的对话要继续持续下去。
Paul was totally undone when he came face to face with the grace of the Lord.
当他面对面遇见主的时候, 神的工作还没有完全。
And so he had to seek to continue this relationship.
所以保罗要继续来寻求这样的一个,
关系。 Now it's interesting in these verses how the Lord continues the conversation.
那就看到神怎么样继续这样子的一个对话。
Because Paul then sees in a vision that somebody named Ananias is going to come and lay hands on and restore his sight.
保罗他在异象中就看到说, 亚拿尼亚会来, 为他按手祷告。
And at the same time, the Lord is speaking directly to our brother Ananias.
但在同时, 主也直接的对亚拿尼亚说话。
So here Paul had seen the glory of the Lord, but he didn't fully comprehend all of what this heavenly vision was.
就保罗他看到了主的, 这样的荣耀, 但是他并不完全明白这个属天的意象为何。
And the Lord still had more that he wanted to do in our brother's life.
那保罗, 主也在保罗身上有更多的工作要做。
More to take this first speaking to him and then plant it deep in his heart and begin to take root.
就是, 拿着, 主要把刚当初所说的话 继续持续的做工在保罗身上。
Now Ananias intrigues me.
那亚尼亚也让我很讶异。
Or I find him fascinating.
我觉得非常的, 有意思。
We really don't know very much about Ananias.
我们对亚拿尼亚知道的并不多。
We don't have a record of his history before these verses.
在历史上，除了这一段经文以外，我们对他也所知不多，也没有。
Nor do we see a record of what happened to him after this encounter with Paul.
在这件事，他跟保罗有接触以后之后的也对他也没有记录。
So for this particular brother, we only have these few verses.
所以对这个特别这个这位弟兄就只有这几处经文有记载。
But we have the context of where these verses are.
但是我们前后文我们就知道是怎么一回事。
And the first thing we know about Ananias is he is called a disciple.
我们是所知道就亚拿尼亚来说他是门徒。
Although his history is not recorded, we know that he has a history with the Lord.
他跟主有这样的一个关系。
And he recognizes the voice of the Lord.
他也能够听到主的声音，认得主的声音。
And when the Lord speaks his voice, he knows it's the Lord.
当主说话的时候，他知道是从主来的声音。
And he responds, Behold, here I am, Lord.
他也回应，他说，主，我在这里。
A condition that the Lord desires to get each and every one of his people to.
神也是这样子向着我们有这样的心愿，愿我们能够认得他的声音。
Ananias was in love and had one purpose, and that was to carry out the commands of his master.
亚拿尼亚他心中的愿望就是要来成就神的旨意。
I think he had come to the point where he recognized that everything that he had, everything that he was from the grace of the Lord.
他也来到一个地步，他知道说他所有的都是因着神的恩典。
Another word that our brother Dana spoke this summer related to the fact that everything we are is of grace.
也讲到回应到 Dana 弟兄在夏令会跟我们说的，我们的所事所有都是神的恩典。
And then when we recognize that, it takes grace to respond to that grace.
当我们知道这样的一个事实的时候，我们就知道说我们要有恩典来回应恩典。
So here we have the dialogue that Ananias has with the Lord recorded in these verses.
所以我们就看到这里有亚拿尼亚跟主的对话。
And the Lord very clearly tells Ananias, here's what I want you to do. You're going to go lay hands on this guy named Saul, and you're going to give him back his sight.
主对亚拿尼亚的吩咐是很清楚的，就是你要去按手在保罗的身上为他祷告。
And then Ananias says, okay, Lord, let me ask you a question.
所以那个亚拿尼亚就说，主，让我来问你一个问题。
Now there are some that believe that Ananias questioned or doubted the Lord.
有些人觉得说亚拿尼亚在这里是询问怀疑主。
Or that perhaps he was afraid.
也许他是害怕。
From a man's perspective, it was a pretty obvious issue.
从人的观点来看，这是非常可以理解的。
Paul was on a mission to arrest and kill the disciples, and Ananias was a disciple.
保罗他就是要来威吓这些并且要捉拿这些信主的门徒，那亚拿尼亚就是其中的一个。
The math did not look very good.
这个看起来不太妙。
But I don't think Ananias was doubting or questioning the Lord.
但我觉得亚拿尼亚并不是在怀疑神。
I think Ananias was inquiring of the Lord, and there's a difference.
他不是怀疑主，而是在求问主，这中间是不一样的。
Ananias recognized that what the Lord was asking him to do was very challenging to the natural man.
亚拿尼亚也认识到，主要他做的是一件非比寻常的事。
And if Ananias was to carry out and obey this command, he needed.To take the provision of the grace.
如果亚拿尼亚要顺服主来做这件事的话，他必须要有从主来的恩典来做成这件事。
And I believe Ananias was in that point where he was saying, "Lord, show me your provision of grace."
所以亚拿尼亚那个时候他就是来求问主说，主，求你让我看见你的恩典。
Show me your grace to hear and understand what you're speaking.
求你把你的恩典赐给我, 好叫我能够明白你所说的。
To remove any scales from my eyes, because first we must have them removed from our eyes.
请你真是除去我眼, 求你除去我的鳞片, 好叫我能够看见。
Lord, show me your grace to help me with any unbelief.
主耶稣, 求你给我恩典, 让我除去我一切的不信。
Show me your grace to trust what you're telling me today.
求你给我恩典, 让我能够来信靠你所要我做的。
Show me your grace to obey fully what you're telling me today.
求你给我恩典, 让我可以完全来顺服于你要我做的。
And show me your grace to boldly stand and testify unto your glory.
让我可以真的有你的恩典来很勇敢的来为你站立，为你做见证，来把荣耀归给你。
Ananias did not ask the Lord to explain himself.
亚拿尼亚并没有要求神来解释他自己。
He did not respond like Peter and say, No, Lord, you're wrong. This is the way it's going to be.
他并没有像彼得说，主，你错了，你应该走另外一个道路。
His response appeared to be more in the similar to Moses.
亚拿尼亚的回应有一点像旧约摩西的回应神。
When Moses said, Lord, unless you go before us, we cannot go up.
就像摩西回应神说, 主若你不在我们前面行, 我们就不能往前去。
And Ananias recognized, Lord, unless you go before me, I cannot do what you've asked me to do.
亚拿尼亚也跟神这样说, 主若你不走在我前面, 我就不能做你要我做的。
And then I appreciated the Lord's response. The Lord did not rebuke the question.
我感谢主就这样子回应亚拿尼亚, 他并没有责备亚拿尼亚。
Nor did the Lord explain himself.
主他自己并没有来为他自己做解说。
But the Lord did answer in a loving manner and in an encouraging manner.
但主却用一个很有爱的，而且并且有鼓励性的回应来回答亚拿尼亚。
The Lord knew that for Ananias to go forward and obey, he had to deny this natural self.
因为主知道, 亚拿尼亚要去做这件事, 必须要他要舍己。
It really reminds me of Jacob when Jacob was wrestling with the Lord.
也让我想起雅各，雅各他那时候与神摔跤。
And Jacob said, Lord, I will not let you go until you bless me.
雅各就对神说，若你不祝福我，我就不让你去。
And this was a point not where Jacob was asking for something.
这个地方并不是雅各要求什么。
But Jacob recognized at that point in his life he could not go on unless the Lord presented himself.
就是雅各那时候明白说若是主不向他显明他自己他就无法再往前去。
He came to a place where his heart was to do the will of God.
他就来到一个地步，他的心就是要来成就神的旨意在他身上。
And to please him he knew that he had to take hold of that grace.
他为了要讨神的喜悦, 他要完全的得着神的恩典。
And the Lord touched Jacob and he was never the same.
所以神就来, 摸了雅各一把, 那雅各就再也跟以前不一样了。
This is the place that I believe Ananias was at.
那我觉得亚拿尼亚在这里也是在同样的状况, 情况当中。
This same spirit we see in David in the Psalms where he poured out his heart to the Lord. Because he had to hear from the Lord.
这个情况也是在大卫他常常在神的面前倾心吐意的时候显出来的。
And praise the Lord, he desires to reveal all that's on his heart.
我们感谢主，因为他实在是愿意向我们显明他的心意。
He desires to bring us into everything that he has prepared.
他愿意来向我们显明他是为我们预备的一切。
He desires to complete that work that he has sent his word to do. But do we continue to inquire? Do we continue to ponder the word that he's speaking? Do we continue to consider that word and wrestle with that word so that we really understand the heart of God?
我们是不是持续的来思想他的话，然后就像跟神摔跤一样，直到我们完全明白神的心意。
I think that's what the Lord wants us to continue to do, even with these words He's spoken this summer to us.
我想就是神所要在我们身上的工作，就是继续借着夏令会向我们说的话，继续的要我们来思想他的心意。
And as we do that, there is marvelous results.
当我们这样子愿意来思想神的话，直到明白他的心意，那神就在我们身上做了奇妙的工作。
Beyond what we can even understand at times.
有的时候就超乎我们所能够明白的。
So just think of the picture when Paul opened his eyes and saw Ananias.
想你们可以设想这样的一幅画，当保罗的眼睛打开，他看到亚拿尼亚的时候。
He didn't see some great physician or probably some great physical specimen of a man.
他并没有看到一个医生或者一个很特别的人。
But rather he saw a simple man.
但是他看到一个很简单的人。
Who said to him, Brother Saul.
那他就亚拿尼亚就对他说，兄弟保罗。
Now Saul knew his reputation.
保罗也知道他自己当时的名声。
I think Saul was totally just undone again when Ananias said, Brother Saul.
当保罗他听到亚拿尼亚都要说兄弟扫罗的时候。
This one who had spent so much time persecuting the saints.
他从前他是这样子的一样这样子的逼迫门徒们。
Whose mission was to kill those that were in the way.
他的使命就是要把这些杀害迫害这些神的门徒主的门徒。
And now, not only had the Lord saved him, but here Ananias calls him Brother Saul.
但是主不单救了他，并且听到他亲自听到亚拿尼亚对他说兄弟扫罗。
I think that's brought much greater clarity to this heavenly vision.
就让他所看到的这个天属天的意象更清楚了。
And we know it impacted Paul for the rest of his life.
我们也知道这样就对保罗这整个接下来之后的生命有很大的影响。
This aspect of how we are incomplete without one another.
这个他就看到说我们彼此我们没有彼此就不完全。
I wonder if Paul remembered Ananias when he was struggling with the Lord and praying over this thorn in the flesh.
保罗他后来他也想到亚拿尼亚，因为他在为他身上的有一根刺在祷告。
And then when the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient."
但主就跟他说，我的恩典是够你用的。
Paul was able to receive that grace.
保罗就能够得着那样子的恩典。
And see that that thorn had a spiritual purpose.
就看到那肉身的刺有属灵的意义。
So two simple men.
两个人。
Both with this very direct relationship with the Lord.
他们跟神都有直接的关系。
That we know has impacted the church throughout the generations even.
他们就因着这样子，他们就对几个世代的教会有很大的影响。
Now, final thought is I considered this story this week.
然后我就想到这个故事。
And where both of these saints arrive at.
他们就来到一个地步。
During their walk with the Lord.
在他们与主同行的路上。
A brother helped share a verse that sort of put it into context for me.
有位弟兄他分享的一段经文就让我真的是可以把这个跟这个故事联想在一起。
Where the Lord had brought Ananias to and where he ultimately brings Paul to as well.
主怎么样子带领亚拿尼亚，最后至终也怎么样子带领保罗。
So this verse actually, our brother shared it Wednesday night after our prayer time.
这是弟兄在礼拜三晚上跟我们分享的。
And it was 1 Peter 4:2 that says, So as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lust of men, but for the will of God.
这就是弟兄在礼拜三晚上祷告会跟我们分享，在彼得前书4:2讲到，你们存这样的心，从今以后不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在施度余下的光阴。
So I want to encourage myself and everyone here to be wrestlers with the Lord Jesus.
所以我们就在这里，我就愿意鼓励我自己，还有大家，真是愿意来跟神的旨意来摔跤。
Continue to wrestle with him until he takes these words that he's been speaking to us and plants them firmly in our hearts.
继续的跟神摔跤，直到他把他的心意真是完全的放在我们的心里，根植在我们心中。
The Lord will complete what he has begun.
神会做成他开始的工作。
And to complete our time together this morning, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Robert.
再下来，我就把时间交给许俊清弟兄。
Stephen 弟兄刚才已经讲到我早上所要分享的，就是在马太福音十一章。
Brother Stephen just shared about what I'm going to share about today in Matthew chapter 11.
他说他在 make 那个 Oreo cookie， 他在 make 那个饼干，夹心饼干。
And he mentioned about the Oreo cookie.
但是我不是来做蛋糕的。
But I'm not here to make a cake today.
我们今天要读马太福音十一章二十八节到三十节。
Today we're going to read the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30.
我们大家打开马太福音十一章，我们从二十八节读到三十节。
Shall we all turn to Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30?
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当护我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
我想这个经节我们大家都很熟。
I believe we're all very familiar with this passage.
这里讲到两个安息。
Here it speaks of two rests.
在二十八节有一个安息。
In verse 28, there is a rest.
来到我这里就可以得安息。
All who come to me will have rest.
第二个安息是护我的轭，学我的样式，心里就必得安息。
And the second rest is rest for your souls if you take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart.
我们特别注意这个心里得安息，这个心里呢，在英文就是特别有讲的比较清楚，就是魂的安息。
In English, it is very clear this rest is rest for your soul.
说魂的安息呢，是需要付代价的。
And so, if you want to have rest for your soul, you need to pay a price.
我们读第二次经文，我们读创世纪第三章第八节到第九节。
The second passage, let's turn to Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 and 9.
这也是大家很熟的一处经文，创世纪第三章第八节到第九节。
Another passage that we are familiar with, Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 and 9.
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？
Then they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you?
好，我们做个祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们再次感谢你，感谢你的话是常定在天。主，你的话是永不改变，主，你的爱也是永不改变。主，我们上就把这一段时间带到主的面前，主来与我们说话。
Lord, we thank you that your word is firmly placed in heavens and it will never change. We pray this morning, we thank you that your love also never changes. May you speak again this morning.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
好。我们这里刚刚读到在创世纪第三章第八节，那里讲到天起了凉风，耶和华在寻找人。
In Genesis 3:8, we just read that in the cool of the day, God was seeking for man.
我们知道神造人的目的就是要与人有交通。
We know that the purpose of God creating man is to have fellowship with him.
但是因为人犯了罪，人就害怕神，躲避神。
But because of sin, man is now fearful of God and hid from him.
所以自从人堕落的那一天开始，
So from the day of man's fall,
神就在寻找人。
God has been seeking out for man.
神说你在哪里？
God says, where are you?
因为他知道当我们人远离了神，
Because he knows that when man is far from him,
我们不过是一批劳苦担重担的人。
Then we are merely a group of people who are weary and burdened.
因为只有在他里面有安息。
Because only in him can we have true rest.
今天神仍在寻找我们。
Today God is calling, seeking us.
他问我们说你在哪里？
And so he is saying, where are you?
到我这里来。
Come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
这是神对世上每一个灵魂的呼召。
This is God's call for every soul in this world.
也是对我们今天神儿女的一个呼唤。
As well as a cry for all of his children.
我们今天我们在这里我们应该来思想。
So today we ought to meditate.
我们在这世上我们是不是劳苦担重担？
In this world, are we burdened? Are we heavy laden?
可是主说唯一的答案就是要来到他的里面。
And our Lord tells us that the only response is to come to him.
从古时耶和华就对以色列百姓的呼唤。
From the ancient times, the Lord was calling out to the Israelites, to his people.
神拣选以色列要来使他们来成就神的心意。
God chose the Israelites for them to accomplish his desire, his will.
可是以色列人背离他们走自己的道路。
But the Israelites rebelled and they went their own way.
神叫他们要悔改到神的面前。
God desires for them to repent and to come back to him.
可是我们知道从旧约的历史知道以色列人他们不肯。
But we do know from Old Testament history they refused.
可是神对他们的爱没有改变。
However, God's love towards them never changed.
今天我们是不是也在同样的光景里面？
Today, are we in the same condition?
我们在走自己的道路。
Are we walking our own way?
可是神在这里再度的在向我们呼叫。
Yet God is still crying out to us.
到我这里来。
Come to me.
我就使你得安息。
And I will give you rest.
我们是不是愿意？
Are we willing?
我们知道在新约里面有一个少年官的故事。
We know that in the New Testament there's a story of a rich young ruler.
他跑来见耶稣要询问永生之道。
He came to see Jesus because he wanted to know the path for eternal life.
我们知道这个故事大家都很熟，同时记在马太、马可、路加。
We know that we are all familiar with this story. It's recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
所以我们知道这个是一个很重要的故事。
So we know it's an important story.
他要告诉我们什么？
What does it tell us?
我们知道这个少年官他是个好人。
We know that this rich young ruler, he's a good man.
他守了所有的诫命。
He kept all the commandments.
他来问耶稣说：“夫子，什么是能怎样才能够得到永生之道？”
And so he came to the Lord and said, "Teacher, how must I gain eternal life?"
我们知道耶稣问了他一个问题。
And so the Lord asked him a question.
要他卖掉他所有的来跟随主。
Asked him to sell all that he possessed so that he could go and follow the Lord.
他想一想，他做不到。
He thought about it and he could not do it.
他就忧忧愁愁的走了。
And so he went away sorrowfully.
我们如果仔细想一想，
If we are to think carefully,
我们没有一个人做得到的。
Not one of us can do that.
我们根本就遵守不了的律法。
It's not possible for us to hold fast to the law.
我们有多少时候我们心中还有东西我们也放不下的。
How often are there things in our hearts that we just can't let go of?
这里告诉我们永生之道不是靠着我们能做什么。
And so here it tells us that the way to eternal life is not through anything that we can do.
永生之道只有来到神的面前。
The way to eternal life is only to come before the Lord.
因为基督来到世上他流了他的宝血。
Because our Lord Jesus, He came to this earth and He spilled His precious blood.
今天我们不用像那少年官，我们要做什么？
Today we don't need to be like that rich young ruler and do anything.
今天我们借着主的宝血，我们因信，我们就能够得到这永生之道。
But today through His precious blood, through faith, we can have eternal life.
所以我们今天呢，我们来到主的面前，我们这个灵，我们要先得救。
So as we come before the Lord today, first our spirit must be saved.
所以主耶稣才会继续说，你们当护我的轭，学我的样式。
That is why the Lord continues to say that you are to take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
这是讲到我们魂的救恩。
This speaks of the salvation of our soul.
是我们一生的道路。
It is our entire life's lesson.
护主的轭，学主的样式。
To take up my yoke upon you and learn from me.
那我们也知道 当主再来的时候，也是我们身体得赎的日子。
And we know that when the Lord returns, that is the day for the salvation of our bodies.
这是一个全备的救恩。
This is a complete salvation.
我们的灵魂体都要得救。
Our spirit, soul, and body will be saved.
所以我们魂的救恩呢，就是要护主的轭。
And so for the salvation of our soul, we need to take his yoke upon us and to learn from him.
耶利米书说少年能年少的时候护轭，这是件好事。
In Jeremiah in the book of Lamentations says, it is good for a youth that he should bear the yoke.
什么是轭呢？
So what is this yoke?
我想大家就很清楚什么是轭。
We're all familiar with it.
轭原文的意思呢，就是一对。
The original meaning means one pair.
就是把两个东西连接在一起。
There's two that is now connected.
那我们以前我们耕田的时候，就是把两只牛放在一起。
In the past, when the field needed to be plowed, we would take two bulls and connect them together.
这个轭呢，就放在牛的脖子上面。
And so this yoke was placed upon the necks of these two bulls.
我们知道护轭是不太舒服的。
We know that to bear a yoke is not very comfortable.
把那个东西放在我们上面。
It needs to be placed upon us.
所以一般呢，这两批牛呢，是一批是受过训练。
So generally speaking, one of the bulls has been trained.
他是听主人的话。
And that bull listens to the voice of the master.
主人叫他向东，他就向东。
And when the master says go east, he will go east.
叫他向西，他就向西。
When the master says go west, he will go west.
那一只呢，就是一般呢是没有受过训练的。
And generally speaking, the other bull of the pair is one that is untrained.
所以借着这个老的牛呢，就来带领这个年少的牛。
So the older bull will lead the younger one.
那我们知道这个没受过训练的牛呢，两下子就想走自己的路。
And we know for the untrained bull, oftentimes after a little while wants to go their own way.
可是发现因为这个轭的关系呢，把它制住了。
But because of the sake of the yoke, he is now restrained.
所以耶利米说年少护轭是好的。
And so that is why Jeremiah says it is good that he should bear the yoke in his youth. What does that mean?
就是当我们还年少，当我们刚刚认识主的时候，我们就要学习来护这个主的轭。
That is, while we are young, as soon as you come to know the Lord, right after you believe, you are to learn how to bear the yoke of our Lord.
今天呢，主要我们护他的轭。
Today the Lord wants us to bear his yoke.
就是我们在主的旁边呢，我们跟着主。来走这一条路。
That is right next to the Lord. You are to walk that way.
来走主的道路。
Walk the way of the Lord.
而不是我们走自己的道路。
And not walk our own way.
我们知道这个没有受过训练的牛呢，我们应该都很清楚。
And we're all very familiar with that untrained bull.
就像没有受过训练的小孩子一样。
Just like an untrained child.
所以小孩子小的时候是要受训练的。
A child while they're young, they need to be trained.
不然长大了就变成野牛了。
Otherwise, when they grow up, they become a wild bull.
我想这个是一个很严肃的一个问题。
This is a very serious question.
同样的，我们人蒙恩得救之后，我们就要来护主的轭，走主的道路。
That is why, as when we are young, as soon as you come to believe the Lord, you need to bear up His yoke to walk the way of the Lord.
在旧约呢，耶和华通过何西阿呢，提醒以色列人一件事情。
In the Old Testament, God through the prophet Hosea reminded his people something.
他说我一向都是以慈悲待你们。
He says that I have constantly led them with love.
我用我的慈神爱所引导你们。
Led them with compassion and cords of a man.
我对待你们呢，就像牲畜一样，我把那个轭拿下来呢，用温柔来喂养你们。
With bonds of love, I became to them as one who lifts the yoke from their jaws to bend down and feed them.
因为我们知道动物要吃东西的时候，那个轭是要拿下来。
We know that when livestock need to eat, the yoke is taken off or loosened around their necks.
那我们知道以色列人在旧约，因为他们走自己的道路，他们受到辖制，受到外邦的欺负。
We know that the Israelites in the Old Testament, because they wanted to go their own way, they were oppressed and suffered.
神就兴起环境，把他们从这辖制当中释放出来。
And so God raised up environment so that they could be set free from that oppression.
当他们脱离辖制的时候，他们就开始又走自己的道路。
When they were released from that oppression, then again they went their own way.
那敌人的轭又把他们加在他们上面。
So again, the yoke of the enemy was placed upon them.
神又拯救他们。
Again, God saved them.
他们又走自己的道路。
Again, they went their own way.
我们今天是不是也这样的光景里面
？Today is this our condition as well?
我们因为罪的缘故。
Because of sin.
因为我们这个罪性的缘故。
Because of the nature of sin inside of us.
我们还在犯罪。
We still sin.
我们还会犯罪。
And we will continue to sin.
成为我们的重担。
It becomes our burden.
成为我们的辖制。
It becomes our oppression.
就像这世界的恶，奴仆的恶，就辖制在我们的身上。
And the yoke of the world, the yoke of the enemy is now pressing upon us.
可是今天因为基督宝血的缘故。
But today, because of the precious blood of our Lord,
神呢，他已经在基督里释放我们。
God in Christ Jesus has already set us free.
我们是否甘心来负主的轭？
Shouldn't we voluntarily take up His yoke?
可是多少时候，我们有时候愿意。
But so often, are we willing?
有时候，我们是在因为环境的关系，我们又软弱。
Sometimes because of the environment, we are weak.
记得在出埃及记的时候。
We know that in Exodus.
摩西跟以色列人说，我要带你们出埃及。
Moses told the Israelites, I'm going to lead you out of Egypt.
耶和华是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，是你们祖宗的神。
That Jehovah God, He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the God of your forefathers.
带你们出埃及。
And He has already promised you that He will lead you out of Egypt.
以色列人听了很高兴。
The Israelites heard this, they were happy.
因为法老苦待他们。
Because Pharaoh was oppressing them.
他们说好，他们就敬拜主。
So they said yes, and they worshiped God.
可是当法老听到他们要离开埃及的时候。
But as soon as Pharaoh heard that they wanted to leave Egypt,
法老就要他们做砖，而不给他们草。
Pharaoh wanted them to continue to make bricks without any straw.
当他们遇到难处的时候，
so when they encountered this challenge,
他们就不要神了。
They didn't want God anymore.
当摩西在跟他们说神要带你们出埃及的时候，他们就说因为我们的劳苦，我们不要。
And so when Moses told them, now God wants to deliver you from Egypt, they said because of our difficulty, we do not want to.
今天我们有一个愿意负轭的心。
Today we need to have a heart that is willing to bear the yoke.
应该不要受到环境的影响。
To not be influenced by our environment.
有时候因为环境的影响，我们又回到自己的道路。
Sometimes because of the environment, we go back to our own way.
我们就远离了神。
And we are far from Him.
基督的喜乐，基督的安息就没有办法在我们的心中。
And the joy and the rest of our Lord is no longer in our hearts.
所以怎么样？以主负轭呢？
So how do we bear the yoke of our Lord?
就是以主同行。
That is, you are to walk with Him.
遵循父神的旨意。
And to keep His commandments.
主怎么说，我们就怎么做。
What He says, we do.
我们很多时候，我们与神摔跤。
So often, we wrestle with the Lord.
我们要走自己的道路。
We want to walk our own way.
我们在家里。
At home,
与我们的配偶摔跤。
We wrestle with our spouses.
我们要走自己的道路。
We want to go our own way.
我要赢。
I want to win.
我们与孩子摔跤。
And we wrestle with our children.
很多时候我们输了。
Oftentimes we lose.
实在是要求主怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy.
在孩子摔跤这件事上，我们应该让主来得胜。
In this matter of wrestling with our children, may we have the Lord have the victory.
孩子年少的时候，负轭是好的。
It is good for the children to bear the yoke in their youth.
彼得呢，他就是一个负轭的人。
Peter was one who bore the yoke of our Lord.
我们知道主耶稣呢，在提比利海边呢，向门徒显现。
We know that our Lord Jesus appeared to his disciples by the sea of
Tiberias. 他就拿鱼跟饼给他们吃。
And he fed them with fish and bread.
他们吃完之后呢？
And after they ate.
主耶稣三次问彼得说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me more than these?"
因为知道彼得他们一晚打鱼，他们辛苦劳力。
Because we know that Peter and the rest of the disciples they labored all night to fish and they caught nothing.
主给他们吃鱼吃饼。
And the Lord fed them with fish and bread.
所以主问他们这句话：“你爱这些鱼跟饼？”比我更深吗？
So the Lord asked Peter, "Do you love me more than this fish and bread?"
你爱世界比我更多吗？
Do you love the world more than me?
今天神也要问我们。
The Lord also is asking us today.
我们有的人喜欢看篮球赛。
Some of us we like to watch basketball games.
神问我们说，你看篮球赛比爱我更多吗？
So perhaps we can ask, "Do you love basketball games more than me?"
我不知道你爱什么。
I don't know what you love.
我们心中都有所爱。
There's all something that you love in your heart.
可是神要问我们，你爱我比这些更深吗？
However, the Lord is asking us, "Do you love me more than these?"
彼得 怎么回答呢
？How did Peter answer？
他说：“是的，你知道的。
”And Peter said, "Yes, Lord, you know."
主问了三次。
The Lord asked him three times.
主在这里更新了彼得。
And so here, the Lord was establishing, strengthening Peter.
这三次问话之后呢
？After these three questions，
主跟彼得说了一句话。
The Lord said to Peter，
说你年少的时候自己束上带子。随意往来
said, truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished.
但年老的时候要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意的地方去。
But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go.
这就是我们的写照。
And this is our, his response.
当我们还不认识主的时候我们走自己的道路。
This is our condition that before we came to know the Lord, we went our own way.
我们还没有被主更新的时候，我们走自己的道路。
Before we were strengthened by the Lord, we used to walk our own way.
当神光照我们的时候，我们就愿意护主的轭，走主的道路。
However, after He has enlightened us, then we are now willing to bear up His yoke and to walk His way.
走主的道路。不是走自己喜欢走的道路。
To walk the way of the Lord is not to go the path that you desire, that you like.
我们人都很喜欢说走自己的道路。
We all like to walk our own way.
有人问你，你为什么要这样做
？So some may ask you, why do you do it this way?
你为什么这样做
？Why are you doing it that way?
很多人就说我喜欢。
And oftentimes our answer is because I like to.
可是彼得在这里。
But here Peter.
他五旬节之后。
After Pentecost,
他就让主来带领他走主的道路。
He allowed the Lord to lead him to walk the way of the Lord.
所以他一篇到三千人信主，一篇到五千人信主。
So after one message, 3,000 were saved. After another message, 5,000 were saved.
当我们走主的道路的时候
，When we walk the way of the Lord,
主就使用我们。
The Lord will use us.
主就加添我们力量。
And He will add to us His strength.
主就带领我们。
And He will lead us.
我们所要做的就是。与主同负一轭。
And what we need to do is to take up His yoke.
忠于主的托付。
And to be faithful to His entrustment.
按着主的心意，彼得建造教会。
And then Peter, according to the will of the Lord, he built the church.
走他己所不愿走的道路。
He walked the way that his self, natural self, did not want to go.
他最后为主殉道。
And lastly, he was martyred for the Lord.
很多时候我们说我们要跟随主
So often we say we want to follow the Lord
我们却走自己的道路
Yet we're still walking our own way
我们不愿意吃苦
And we're not willing to suffer
但苦难来的时候我们就离开主
And whenever suffering comes we leave the Lord
我们就跟主说为什么
And we say to the Lord why
为什么这些苦难临到我的身上
Why have these difficulties come to me
却不如这是主要制作我们
And we don't realize that the Lord wants to deal with us
主要改变我们。
The Lord wants to change us.
负轭是苦的。
Yes, to bear the yoke is difficult.
可是事后的喜乐只有我们知道。
However, the resulting joy only we will know.
因为神所赐的喜乐平安是他自己给的。
Because the joy and the peace that he gives is something that only the Lord alone gives.
也唯有我们靠着我们的顺服我们走主的道路我们才有这样的平安。
Only through this obedience, in walking the way of the Lord, can we have this peace.
所以诗篇说，尝尝主恩的滋味，便知他是美善的。
And so that is why in Psalms it says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good."
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们是不是愿意护主的轭
？Are we willing to take up His yoke？
让主来带领我们走前面的道路。
To allow Him to lead us in the path ahead.
在前两个礼拜在一个聚会里面听到一个姐妹的分享
About 2 weeks ago I heard a sister her sharing in a meeting
她本来在家里很不喜欢做家事的
Originally she did not like to do the household chores
我想我们每个人没有一个人喜欢做家事
I don't think there's very many of us who like to do household chores
我们吃完饭就拍拍手就走了
After we eat dinner we just wipe our hands and we leave
可是总是要有人收的。
However, somebody always needs to clean up.
可是我们姐妹因为认识主，被神的感动。
However, our sister, because of knowing the Lord and through the moving of the Lord,
她分享到说，她现在可以听着诗歌， 快乐的洗碗。
Now she's able to listen to hymns and to wash dishes with a joyful heart.
我们也实在是愿意，我们能够有这样的生命。
We're willing to have such a life inside of us.
主的话能够来更新我们，来制造我们，制作我们。
May His word deal with us and change us.
让我们也常常能够借着思想神的话。
And often through meditating on God's word,
能够安息在他的里面。
To rest in Him.
那护轭的另一个方面呢，就是要学我的样式。
The other aspect of taking His yoke is to learn from Him.
主说，我心里柔和谦卑。
The Lord says, "For I am gentle and humble in heart."
弟兄姐妹，这是一条走向安息的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this is the path going towards peace and rest.
柔和谦卑。
It is gentle and humble.
我们的心里要柔和谦卑。
Our hearts need to be gentle and humble.
因为主他是柔和谦卑的。
Because our Lord is gentle and humble.
保罗在腓立比书二章五到八节他讲到。
Paul in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 through 8 he says.
他说你们要以基督的心为心。
We are to have the mind of Christ.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。
Although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。
But emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
这是柔和，这是谦卑。
This is gentle, this is humble.
我们这个己要死在十字架上。
The self-life needs to die and needs to die on the cross.
我们的我已经与基督同钉十字架。
For I have already been crucified with Christ.
我们现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我们里面活着。
For it is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me.
可是今天我们有没有活出那柔和谦卑的生命呢？
But today, have I truly lived out that gentle and humble life?
人被造不是要成就什么大事。
Our creation was not so that we could accomplish any great thing.
乃是要来与基督一同护轭。
But to learn to be yoked with Christ.
被他磨成神儿子的形象。
To be molded into the image of His Son.
来彰显基督。
To manifest Christ.
来荣耀基督。
To glorify Christ.
当人看到我们的时候，就说这是神的儿女。
So that when people look at us, they say, "These are the children of God."
这是我们被造的目的。
This is the reason for our creation.
我们在旧约有一个人物，约瑟。
In the Old Testament, there is a character named Joseph.
我想大家这是很熟悉的。
We're all familiar with him.
他17岁被卖。
When he was 17, he was sold.
他30岁做宰相。
When 30, he became prime minister.
这中间有13年的岁月。
And in between was 13 years.
在这13年的岁月里面，他没有抱怨。
In these 13 years, he did not complain.
他也没有怪罪给谁。
And he did not cast the blame on anyone.
当兄弟们来提粮的时候。
And so when his brothers came to buy food.
认出这个埃及的宰相就是他们所出卖的弟弟约瑟的时候。
And when they met the prime minister who was the brother that they had sold into slavery.
他们的心中是何等的恐惧。
They were so full of fear in their hearts.
但约瑟却安慰他的弟兄们。
However, Joseph comforted his brothers.
他说现在不要因为把我卖到这里就自忧自恨。
He says, now do not be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here.
我们多少时候我们都会觉得这是报户的好时光。
Sometimes we think this is a great opportunity to show revenge.
可是神在这里，约瑟在这里呢，却是安慰他的弟兄们不要自忧自恨。
However, here, Joseph was comforting his brothers, saying, don't be grieved or angry with yourself.
他说这是神差我在你们以先是为了保全生命。
And he says, for God sent me here before you to preserve life.
是何等柔和谦卑的心。
What a gentle and humble heart.
他知道神这样做，把他卖到埃及，是为了保全雅各一家。
He knew that God had allowed him to go to Egypt so that he could save his entire family.
就是成为以色列的十二个支派。
So that the, these brothers would become the 12 tribes of Israel.
很多时候我们被人误会。
So often when we are misunderstood by others,
人家不顺我们的意思。
And others don't go along with our way,
我们就发怒。
Then we're angry.
可是约瑟在这里给我们看到。
However, here Joseph shows us,
在这漫长的13年里面他被出卖。
In these very long 13 years of being sold,
他被误会。
He was misunderstood.
他被关在牢里。
And he was imprisoned.
他被人忘记。
He was forgotten by others.
可是呢他在等候神旨意的成就。
However, he waited for God's will to be accomplished.
因为他心中他有一个意向。
Because in his heart there was a vision.
他知道神的旨意必定要成就。
He knew that God's will be done.
因为神的话是可信的。
Because God's word is faithful.
因为神也借着他的梦来成就他的事。
God, with his eyes, he will accomplish his work.
所以我们感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
所以主说，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
So that is why the Lord says, take my yoke upon you, learn from me.
换句话说，就是我们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
In other words, we are to have the mind of Christ.
很多时候，当我们遇到问题的时候，
Oftentimes when we encounter problems,
我们可以来想想主会怎么做。
Let us stop and think, what would the Lord do?
如果我们与主一同负轭的话，
If we are to truly bear the yoke with the Lord,
其实主就在我们的旁边。
The Lord actually is right next to us.
他会带领我们。
He will lead us.
当我们不知道往哪里去的时候，
When we don't know where to go,
他就会指引我们。
He will lead us.
在以赛亚书里面说到一句话，
In Isaiah it says,
你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
In repentance and rest you will be saved, in quietness and trust is your strength.
我们今天只有来到神的面前，
Today we can only come before the Lord.
我们今天是不是还是劳苦担重担？
Today are we still weary and heavy laden?
神在向我们呼召，
God is calling to us.
到我这里来。
Come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
你们的魂就能够得安息。
And you will find rest for your souls.
最后，我们在主的面前，我们每个人实在是要好好的省察我们自己。
So lastly, every single one of us, we need to carefully search ourselves.
不管我们信主多少年，
Doesn't matter how long you have believed in the Lord.
我们是否曾负过主的轭？
Do you bear the yoke of our Lord?
我们还是像一头未曾负过轭的牛一样走自己的道路呢？
Or are you still that untrained bull walking your own way?
主在基督里面释放了我们。
The Lord, in Christ Jesus, He has set us free already.
不是放纵自由，
Not so that you can go and do whatever you want.
那是脱去世界的轭，带上主的轭。
We now have been released from the yoke of the world. We are to take up the yoke of our Lord.
再说一次，人被造不是要成就什么大事。
I say again, man's creation is not so that we could accomplish some great or big thing.
乃是要来与主一同负轭。
But to be yoked with Christ.
愿他的旨意能够成就在他每个所蒙爱儿女的身上。
May His will be accomplished in every one of His beloved children.
他就要将那安息赐给我们。
And then He will give us rest.
我们是否愿意？
Are we willing?
我们要跟你祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们实在是不能。
Lord, we are not able.
靠着我们自己，我们什么都不能。
According to ourselves, we cannot do anything.
靠着那加给我们力量的，我们凡事都能。
But according to the strength that you give, we can do all.
主，我们谢谢你的宝血将这永生之道赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you. Through your precious blood, you have now given us and allowed us to walk the way of eternal life.
主，你今天还在寻找世上的人。
You are still seeking people in this world.
你在哪里？
Where are you?
因为我们每个人都愿意来到主的面前说，主，我在这里。
May every one of us come before you and say, Lord, here I am.
我们要学习主的柔和谦卑。
We want to learn of your gentleness and your humility.
与主同负一轭。
We want to bear your yoke.
学主的样式。
We want to learn from you.
愿你的旨意成就在你儿女和教会的当中。
May your will be accomplished in your children and in the church.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.